아다데시 아데리 가레 아니 소수 소수 지위 주지 예주로서는 처받아 맞아 이 예수라고 뭐가세 어찌는 뜻이 미쳤으나
그만
나서 이 지지 이거나 가르치는 예주로서는 가르치는 사람은 예주로 소수 지 소수 지위 지 예주로서는 처받지 여는 맞아 지 여래스 여래스
So then next it says there are two types of mental direct perceiver in an ordinary being's continuum, mistaken consciousness and non-mistaken consciousness. So, you know, above that, before that it says the sense-direct perceiver is in an ordinary being's continuum are pervaded by mistaken consciousness. So the sense-direct perceiver is necessarily mistaken consciousness. But the mental-direct perceiver, the sense and the mental, so you see the difference, the sense was necessarily mistaken, but the mental-direct perceiver has two. The one is mistaken and one is non-mistaken. And then the mental continuum, or mental consciousness, mental direct perceiver, and within the continuum of the sentient being, or ordinary being, which sees the mind of others, which sees or understands the mind of others, so that, you know, is not. You know, that's not affected by the external object, so therefore it is not mistaken. And then ordinary beings, mental consciousness, grasping, you know, the form. Apprehending the form or apprehending the sound, so that is a mistaken consciousness, mistaken, you know, mental consciousness. And then it says, the ordinary being is a self-cognizer experiencing a form-apprehending mental direct perceiver, and the second moment of the form-apprehending sense direct perceiver, often ordinary beings of in... What's that? No, no, no. So the self-cognizer experiencing the form-apprehending mental direct perceiver, you know, is inattentive cognizer. You know, is 제마 말했어. You know, it is not a valid cognizer. It's inattentive. The ordinary beings in a self-cognizer experiencing a form-apprehending mental consciousness, mental direct perceiver, and the second moment of a form-apprehending sense direct perceiver of an ordinary being an invalid cognizer or not a valid cognizer. Yes. And then talking about the yogic direct perceiver, you know, how many types are there in terms of the object? You know, there are four different types of yogic direct perceiver, you know, divided in terms of the object that they apprehend or the object that they focus onto. So it says, the direct, yogic direct perceiver that clearly realizes subtle impermanence, gross selflessness of person, subtle selflessness of person, and selflessness of phenomena. So because of the different objects, they posit like four or five different types of yogic direct perceivers.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean by the subtle impermanence? You know, so all the compounded phenomena are things that comes into existence by depending on cause and condition. So all these compounded phenomena that comes into existence by depending on cause and condition are changes in its second moment. You know, it doesn't stay the same. It doesn't stay in the same in the second moment. It changes. It changes. In the second moment. So it says that the cause that produces it, you know, is also the cause, you know, for it to perish. So the very cause that, you know, produces it also perishes it. So it's not like a different two different causes. You know, that one that produces it and then one that, you know, perishes it. It's the same cause, that exists at the same time. And so therefore, in the second moment, you know, when it, in the very cause, you know, which produces it, you know, causes it to perish. You know, so every moment by moment, it comes and then it perishes, comes and perishes. So that is the subtle impermanence. So like, you know, we have this the second stick, you know, on the clock, right? So as it move, you know, the first second, from the first second to the second second, and then to the third second, like the vase, you know, that is on the first second, when the second stick moves to the second second, second hand, second, then it, you know, the then the vase, you know, that is of the first moment, you know, changes to the second moment. So the in the second moment, the vase in the second moment, you know, is the transformation from the first moment, and the third moment is from transformation from the second moment. So in this way, like, you know, like the second hand moves, you know, the vase also moves, you know, from the first moment to the second moment. You know, so the first moment vase, you know, changes to the second moment, and then the second moment vase changes to the third moment, like that. So that change in the vase, and it's called the impermanence, the subtle impermanence of the vase. And so not only just understanding that subtle impermanence, but clearly understanding or directly understanding, you know, that subtle impermanence. So this kind of yogic direct perceiver only exists within the continuum of the Arya beings, the superior beings.
Gaza